Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit myspecialmortgage.com. That's myspecialmortgage.com.
Big Al and D-Mac's Friday Fire Up is presented by the Colorado Professional Firefighters. It's a Bud Light Football Friday presented by Blake Street Tavern. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos.
Colorado, a mile high city lit on blue skies, 300 days of sunshine, an undefeated Broncos team, and crab cakes
will be served up hot.
Alfred.
Oh yeah, baby. We're going to the Inner Harbor. We're going to eat those crab cakes and listen to it on the wire. We're going to get it in Baltimore. There's nothing that can stop this team. Everything that we do says that we are determined to be one of the better teams in the NFL this year. And with that, we bring it all back to you. We bring it to you every Friday. It's called the Fire Up.
Yes.
And for one good reason, come we get fired up! Are you ready, Denver, Colorado? Are you ready?
Are you fired up, Matt?
Fired up, baby. Only four last year on the East Coast early games and starts off with a 1-0 record this year. Denver, oh no, Joe Flacco. Average Joe's going to be running for his life. Royce Freeman is going to be going up the middle, going on the other side. Dorfman is going to be going on the right side. Chloe's college is going to touch everything this weekend. Denver Broncos, female team, 17-1,
All right, I'm sorry, but would you just start sounding like Charlie Brown's principal? Like, there's nothing I can do. I mean, I tried.
I got something for you.
I tried.
I got something for you.
Okay.
How about a little fun in your life?
All right. Second down and one. And Russell Wilson running for his life. And he's going to go down for a big loss. Shaquille Barrett, huge loss. Couldn't get away from the Denver rush.
Dalton smacks his hands three times, waiting for the snap. Here it comes. Pressure coming. They pick it up. Now he's flushed. Pressure from behind. Down he goes. Shane Ray with the sack on third down with 1:06 to go in the third.
Wilson into trouble. Von Miller, fifth sack of the game. Third by Miller. And they lost a bunch in the process. And Dixon will come in to kick. Loss of 13 yards here.
Is the defense going to make a difference?
Oh, this defense is so nasty, man. It's so stingy. Thin, but don't break, D-Mac. It's been outstanding to watch them battle and give their team a chance in the fourth quarter in both of the games that have happened here in Denver. Now, listen now. The weather could mean that maybe it won't be the air raid that I was predicting.
Okay.
So the Broncos have to do what they've been doing all year long.
Which is what?
Ground and pound.
Third and goal from the one. Freeman, straight ahead. Touchdown. Royce Freeman's first NFL touchdown.
Receiver in motion. Four in the defensive line. The snap, the spin. Handoff, Buckner over the center. Got a block. He's on the hands, wants the five. Into the end zone. Running for the Broncos. That is a Denver touchdown. And this game suddenly gets interesting. A six-yard burst over the guard and the center. And a touchdown right down the middle for Denver.
This is Lindsay.
Lindsay breaking through. 40. Finally bumped out at about the 20-yard line. Gilchrist. That is a 53-yard gain for Philip Lindsay.
All right, that sounds good. Let's go to George. George, you're on the fire. What you got, George?
What's going on, D-Mac?
Yo.
Man, we on the end of Virginia, man. We about to go up there and watch the Broncos.
Nice.
On Baltimore, man.
Nice.
My little man. Fuck up, man. Broncos.
All right, thank you, George, and enjoy your trip to Baltimore. It's got to be a relatively short ride. I really don't know.
Oh, man.
Vince, you're on the fire up. What you got, Vince?
Hey, what's up, D-Mac? What's up, Big Al, baby? I'm fired up out here in Denver, Colorado for the Denver Broncos on Sunday. Joe Flacco is going to be on his butt. Von Miller's going to sack him so many times that he's going to need to go and get a hold of Ray Lewis, this lawyer, because it's going to be a murder scene, baby.
Wow.
with the Tasmanian devil speed. Let's go, Broncos!
No weapon, boom, surprise! No weapon!
I didn't know a murder was going to be involved. That's going pretty far. CJ, you're on the fire up. What you got, CJ?
Hey, I got something for you. How about the fact that actually it's going to be my Ravens coming through and knocking...
Oh, oh. I didn't hang up on him.
So, Chase Keenum ain't used to playing in cold weather. He's going to throw four interceptions. We ain't going to need a mile high miracle.
CJ, you're Ravens, huh? Are you calling from Baltimore?
Wait a minute. Let me make sure I get this right.
No, man. I live in Westminster, but I'm from...
Oh! You just got the gas face. You just got the gas face, sir.
Okay.
You must not know what's going on around here in Denver. We are 2-0. We are the team that makes you wonder whether or not my quarterback is good. Hey, by the way, Joe Flacco, he makes bad decisions too.
Butler, short drop, going deep. And it's going to be picked off. It was intended for Stills and Chris Harris on his feet coming back. So the Broncos and an interception by Chris Harris. And the pass will be intercepted by Justin Simmons, the free safety. Big interception by Simmons picking off Wilson.
Now third down over the top. He goes. The man is there. And it is intercepted. Ball game for the Broncos. The former Raven, Darian Stewart, has the interception to seal it.
Oh, yeah, baby. You know you want Darian Stewart to get out the bus first. You know he understands what this means. This guy is nothing but a baller, a playmaker, a pain taker. He makes it happen for the Denver Broncos on that back end, and that's what we feel good about. You know we want this game. You know we need this game. This is our identity. Nobody big boys us. We are the hammer. Drive that nail into the ground.
Steven, you're on the fire up. What you got, Steven?
Big Allen, D-Mac, and Broncos country. It's time for us to go into Baltimore, continue our winning streak, come out of there 3-0 on the season, and keep this train rolling. Joe Flacco's going to be begging Von Miller for mercy, but guess what? Just like Edgar Allan Poe wrote, quote the Raven, nevermore. Broncos country, give me that Ric Flair on 3, 1, 2, 3.
Did he just go all Edgar Allan Poe on us? Rhymed anything. It was one of those poets that you're just like, what the hell is he talking about? Dark stuff, though. Dark stuff. Let's go to Josh. Josh, you're on the fan. Hi, Josh. Josh. Yeah, go, Josh.
All right, I got Philip Lindsay going for 100 yards from scrimmage. I also got Cortland Sutton catching a touchdown as well as Emmanuel Sanders. Dave King's going to throw for 250 yards, and we will stomp these Ravens.
All right. Hey, Josh, never give up. Never, ever give up, Josh. Never give up. Trevor, you're on the fire up. Go, Trevor.
Come on, Trevor.
All right, baby. Let me tell you how it is. I'm a native of Denver, Colorado, and that last kid who called, he was dropped on his head as a baby. You don't know what you're talking about. But we are about to take it to him this week, man. We're about to bring a heavy run game. It is all Denver Broncos, baby. I love it.
All right. Thank you,
Trevor. My man.
One more? Let me go to John.
Yeah, let's do it.
John, you're on the fire up. What do you got, John?
Hey, guess what?
What?
I heard a Joe Flacco skis in jeans. Let's go, Broncos!
All right, Alfred. Quarterbacks.
You know what, man? You know, I am a believer. I am a believer in Case Keenum. Everything he's done has been right for us. Every time they score, he's put this team on his back. He understands that the moment is big, and the spotlight is even bigger. And in the clutch, all he does is come through for us. Come through for us, Case.
Second and five. Lindsay going out as a receiver, and here he is. Lindsay down the sideline, gets inside the 10 and scores. There's a rookie, Philip Lindsay, coming right back for the Broncos. Second down and five. The 43 of Seattle play fake. Keenum, he's got time. Does he have a man? He's got it. And it's Emmanuel Sanders.
Going into the sideline. Stays in bounds. Sanders with a tumble and a touchdown. Lindsay now in motion. Keenum going to keep it. Go for the end zone. He gets there.
That's not one I call till December, Trent. I don't put my quarterback in there till December on the quarterback draw.
Because you are the coach of the Denver Broncos.
Wait, did I hear a ghost? No weapon shall prosper. I thought I just heard like a ghost. No weapon shall.
Baby, we call this the big payback. There's nothing like it, D-Mac. There's nothing like taking all of your friends on the road together to go in harmony, to go get the dub. There's nothing like waking up in the morning when everybody's wearing the same colors. Socks up. Pants tight.
Pants tight.
Jersey on.
Jersey on.
Air in the helmet. Two claps for the gloves. And let's get it on.
Morris, you're on the fire up. My man, Morris. Go for it.
Woo! Mile High City, baby. We got to be ready for this one. We got to rev it up all the way from the Mile High City. Wherever you're at, watching it in the bar in Moto. Where I'm going to be in Virginia. I don't know which bar.
Someplace.
Hooters, Wild Wings. It doesn't matter where I'm going to be. It doesn't matter where any of us going to be. The energy is going to be felt by our team. Phillip Lindsay is going to rack up about 150.
150?
Sutton is going to destroy them because they don't know him. The unknown factor is going to destroy Baltimore tomorrow. Not tomorrow. Whatever it is.
Whatever it is,
it doesn't even matter. I'm just happy.
You don't know where you are.
I'm going from my Broncos to wreck shop. Where am I at right now? I'm on a train in Virginia.
All right. Thank you, Morris. We appreciate it.
Hey, man, get the French toast ready. Get the pancakes ready. Get the bacon, the eggs. Get the omelets rolling. Hey, man, make my omelet. Make it a three-egg omelet.
Three-egg omelet. What should I put in it?
Put some onion in it.
Onion? What else do you want?
Put some mushroom in it.
Oh, some mushroom?
Man, give me a little raven for my protein.
There you
Let's
go.
Let's eat them up, baby, for breakfast. Eating them up for breakfast this Sunday,
nice,
baby.
Nice, toasty raven omelet.
Raven omelet, baby.
Nikki, you're on the fire up. Yes, Nikki, what do you got?
What's up, Alan D-Mac? Let's go, Broncos, and let's make it 3-0.
Woohoo!
All right,
thank
baby.
You, Nikki.
Yeah!
Now, how exactly am I going to capture a raven for my raven omelet? Where am
man,
I going to get the raven?
I don't know, man. You need to call one of those guys from that show that you watch.
What show's that? Wait, breakdance, randomly breakdancing here? Should we all breakdance?
Oh!
All right, everybody in your car, breakdance! Everybody, again, put your hands on the wheel.
Let's get it.
Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. Vince, you're on the fire up. Wah, 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 wah. Vince, what do you got?
Now, let's go, Denver Broncos. We're going to get it going. And guess what? Riley Bobby's about to continue to push it and get us another Michael Crabtree trade.
It could be off the chain, Alfred.
Michael Crabtree gonna get another chain snatch.
We never even talked about that. Should somebody on the Broncos try to snatch his chain?
We just need to play well, man. We don't need that, man. We're better than that.
Having the time of his life.
D-Mac, stop that, man. Stop that. Don't play that anymore.
Having the time of his life. Having the time of his life.
Man, it's been so long since I felt so good about a team like this.
So what's going to happen, Alfred?
Man, it's going to be a wet day. We're going to throw the football down the field. Jump ball city, baby. Cortland Sutton getting a dub. Phillip Lindsay getting a dub.
And?
Emmanuel Sanders getting a dub. And we're getting the win.
Really?
We're getting the win. We are getting the win. This team is not more talented than us. And I'm telling you right now, we travel well.
Joe Flacco couldn't get a date in high school.
Gallon D-Max Friday Fire Up, presented by the Colorado Professional Firefighters. It's your daily exclamation mark with Mark Schlereth, brought to you by Shomp BMW.
There's a couple of things that I look at, obviously, with the Broncos and how they're going to have to go to Baltimore and win this game. First and foremost, you just can't turn the ball over. Case Keenum has got to be brilliant with the football. Don't throw it into coverage. Make sure you recognize what you're doing and don't be afraid to throw the ball away. This is not about hero ball. This is about protecting the ball and being a great game manager. You have to continue to get Phillip Lindsay involved because he's a big playmaker and he's a threat not only to run the ball but to catch the ball out of the backfield, so it keeps the defense honest in passing slash running situations where you can do both, so it keeps you out of those tough protected situations for your quarterback. On the flip side of the ball, Vance Joseph talked about it. We've got to be us. You got to be aggressive. You got to play man free. You got to lock guys up in the line of scrimmage. This is a team that's going to run deep drops. It's going to run the deep play action play passes, and they're going to give you an opportunity to rush their quarterback. And if you get the rush on that quarterback, he will turn the ball over. That's what he does. He has consistently done that. And all you have to go back is to last Thursday night when at the end of the game, the Baltimore Ravens are making a comeback on Cincinnati. They run a deep play pass and they keep a tight end in to block a defensive end. Mismatch on that. Dunlop gets a hit on the arm and it results in a pick. Those are the things that you have to do to keep this team on track and come away from Baltimore 3-0. So I believe you can do those things. I believe you can go out there and win. And I, for one, am looking forward to seeing them get their cleats on the grass.
Mark Schlereth and Mike Evans, Monday morning at 6 on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan. It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
Somebody on Twitter reaches out to me and goes, please tell me we don't have the graveyard Dick Stockton this week. I love the fire up, but we need highlights without that guy. That's mean. Dick Stockton does a great job.
Smart Come on, man. Funny. This is going to be so fun, man.
Where does this game sit on CBS's cavalcade of stars? Play-by-play, Andrew Catalan, analyst, Hall of Famer James Lofton, and sideline reporter Jane Slater.
So right up there with the...
Right up there. Way high. Way high.
Who's the number one team, by the way, for CBS?
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman.
Joe Buck, that's Fox.
Yeah, that's what he said, CBS.
Who's it for CBS?
CBS.
Yeah, for CBS.
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman are Fox, thank you. CBS, hold on, Jim Nantz and Tony Romo.
Oh, good. I don't have to deal with that.
You do not have to deal with the number one team. Jim Nantz and Phil Simms may have done 10,000 Broncos games. I mean, they might as well have just lived here during the Peyton Manning era, because we were constantly on the number one broadcast. And that has not yet happened for the Broncos. Their first nationally televised game will be Kansas City, Monday night. So there you go, ESPN. That will be Joe Testaverde and Booger McFarland and Jason Witten, which is right now not a great broadcasting.
They're getting better every week, though. I did tell you that I liked them a lot better in the week one performance than I did in preseason. Preseason, it was awful, but I think it's getting better. Hometown connections, Will Park and safety Chuck Clark, both from Philadelphia.
What are you doing? You're just reading random game notes?
Like this, when I get these game notes right here.
50 pages of game notes.
No, but when I get these, like, these former Ravens on the Broncos, like Darian Stewart and Gary Kubiak there, you know, I like seeing that stuff.
All right, how about this one? Emmanuel Sanders. Because we talked a lot about what you got to do with Sanders. We both agree you got to throw the ball more.
Do we have to have a change in the targeting
over
on Emmanuel Sanders?
Needs 10 catches to tie Brandon Marshall for 9th place on the franchise all-time reception list. Does Emmanuel Sanders over under or even 10 receptions?
Under.
Why?
We don't need him to have 10. We need him to have 7 or 8.
So under that.
Yeah, we need him to have 7 or 8.
Who has more targets this week, Emmanuel Sanders or Demaryius Thomas?
I think because of the weather, and I'm just saying this because of the weather, because of the weather, I think it's going to be, I think both of them will have right around 7 or 8 receptions. You know, and I don't think.
Don't dodge the question.
I think we'll
have more.
I think it's going to be Emmanuel
more
Sanders.
More targets.
Well, targets is probably going to be DT because he's the big body guy, the short screen guy. You saw that pass that he got on the goal line last week where he caught it from the 4-yard line and tried to turn up with some blocking. You'll never call that play for Emmanuel Sanders. You'll never call that play for him.
Okay. The Broncos had 140-something yards and then 168 yards on the ground. Will the Broncos over under 120 yards on the ground against the Ravens?
Over
120
over
on the ground.
For one reason only. I believe that Case Keenum is going to be more careful with the football this week.
You said he was going to have to throw it 40 times.
No, because of the weather. Because of the weather. Now, the weather forecast is pretty strong. We waited till Friday to talk about it. But it looks like it's going to be an 80% chance of rain, you know, and which means that if the pocket is breaking down and he forces his way to the line of scrimmage, I think this week he may just take off with the football. So that's going to add to our running total.
For the record, in its two games, the Broncos are second in the league in rushing with 157 yards per game through two games, but still pretty impressive. And the most impressive guy has been Philip Lindsay. Over, under Philip Lindsay with 80 yards on the ground.
Under.
Under, why?
Under, because I think that it's a Royce Freeman kind of game. Big guy against big guy. We can match up with them up front. Therefore, our running back will have one-on-ones with linebackers and safeties near the, you know, after 2 yards of operational run room, and he's going to have to do something to make them miss to get the big yards. Philip Lindsay in this game will be more of a pass receiver because they don't have the kind of speed at linebacker that can match us. He's going to have to be a receiving threat this week.
Biggest area of opportunity on the offensive line is where for the Broncos defense against the Ravens offense? Right
Broncos
side,
defense,
left side, where?
Well, it's going to be the left side because Orlando Brown, the big fella from Oklahoma,
okay,
is their starting right tackle.
Okay.
That's right. And once again, Von Miller is having a unbelievable year so far. And I think that
he's going to push the big guy around?
Well, no, I think he runs around him. He stops. Mm-hmm. He does his thing. We have to get them in obvious pass situations. The one thing that I want to see out the Denver Broncos this week that we didn't see last week, I want to see first down pressures. I want to see first down pressures against the Ravens because if we become a third down blitz team, you know, if we're going to wait and play man type 22 man, underneath coverage against Joe Flacco, and you can do that against him because he's not going to break the pocket and run. Is he athletic enough? Yes, but that's not his MO. Okay, so go ahead and play tight man to coverage on them and bring five because you cannot have the tight end outside chipping on Von Miller and precious opportunities for them to throw the football. And trust me, when you start bringing five, then they're going to start blocking six. When they start blocking six, you need to bring seven.
The Ravens average 305 passing yards per game, two games, but still 300 yards per game. Joe Flacco, over or under 300 yards passing?
I think that he's going to be under because of the weather. Once again, because of the weather. Okay, I'm just Joe Flacco is an unusual quarterback, though, and you and I both know that because of the size of his hands.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, this guy's got some of the biggest mitts in the entire NFL.
On the coldest day that any of us remember for a Broncos game, the playoff game, the Raheem Morris game,
he was spinning it.
He didn't wear gloves. You just got to remember how cold that day actually was.
Oh, yeah.
He did not
wear
gloves.
He's a marvelous talent, man. He's a marvelous talent. And Morningwig is the offensive coordinator there. Wink Martindale, defensive coordinator.
I know.
Guaranteed, Wink Martindale will bring 5-6 man pressures against the Broncos because they don't have the talent up front to get to the Denver Broncos.
The Ravens are perfect in the red zone. Do they remain that way?
No way.
They're 9 for 9.
There's no way. What we have to do against the Ravens in the red zone is Mark Andrews, their big tight end. We have to put Justin Simmons out there in one-on-one situations and play everybody else like, you know, we're playing zone or whatever. But he has to actually go out there. You cannot put a linebacker out there on Mark Andrews. You cannot do it. If you do it, then it's a problem.
All right, there you go. There you go. When we come back, you feel free to chime in. I know the fire-up's done. Good job, everybody. Great job. 303-713-1043. And a big game for the Rockies tonight as well, so we got you covered right here on The Fan.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage, Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web, 303-790-2222. The phone number, SCL Mortgage. Licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
To Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
You got to hear Mike Evans this morning. I mean, it was, it's one thing to stick to a position, but not to come out after the night that, you know, Baker Mayfield had and just be like, hey, man, that was just incredible and great and really exciting and, you know, I want to see more action like that. Mike Evans had this to say.
Browns Radio, congratulations. Really, congratulations. It was fun to watch. And I have so much respect for a great sports town like Cleveland. So to see those long-suffering Browns fans finally be able to enjoy a victory was great. But I'm going to be completely honest with you, Mark. I'm watching Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold, and I'm rooting for them to look bad. I just am. And you know why? Because so much is riding on what happens with these young quarterbacks. The quarterbacks that the Broncos could have drafted. The quarterbacks that the Broncos could have tried to move up to get. The decision to go with somebody like Case Keenum instead. It's a referendum on the Broncos and how they handled their quarterback decisions these past off season. That if you want to see the Broncos come out of this looking good, I want these young quarterbacks to look bad or to look ordinary or to look mediocre. Is that bad?
Yes.
Is that bad?
Of course.
Well, it is bad because neither of those quarterbacks were going to be available for the Broncos.
Well,
unless you traded up.
Well, hey, listen, if you looked at Baker Mayfield last night and you said, and you came away believing this guy is going to be something special, well, then, yeah, you move heaven and earth to get him.
You can't do that, Mike. You can't do that. The Browns had the first overall pick. They're not going to deal away the guy that they think is going to change their franchise.
Do you agree with Mike's premise? Now, Mike is just, you know, outing himself as a petty, bitter man. But do you agree with his premise that the success of the quarterbacks, I guess there's five of them in the first round, it's a referendum on the Broncos and their decision? And while perhaps you couldn't move up to get Baker Mayfield, and I agree with you on that. I don't think there's anything you could have offered the Browns to get Baker Mayfield. Don't tell me there's not things you could have done to go from 5-2 or 5-3. I'm sure there would have been things to do.
Well, no,
both
you weren't going to go five. You weren't going to 5-2 because the Giants were not going to come off of the Saquon Barkley trade.
Yeah, but they could have got Saquon Barkley at 5.
Maybe not. Who has number 3 then? Who has 3?
Everything would have got shook up, but the Jets would have had 3.
The Jets would have had 3.
Mm-hmm.
They would have still took Darnold.
Okay.
Okay.
The Broncos may have taken Darnold.
At number 3. The Jets were not going to move out for number 3 for
right.
Darnold.
Okay,
so
but
top
hold on.
Three picks,
the Broncos,
three.
John Elway already said that the only quarterback he really considered was Darnold. So if they moved to 2, they would have taken Darnold.
They couldn't have moved to 2. The Giants wouldn't have moved.
Why don't you think the Giants would have dealt?
Because I think that they thought that Saquon Barkley was a once-in-a-lifetime type of player. He's proven to be that, actually.
Oh, come on. Philip Lindsay has better stats than Saquon Barkley.
He does. Much different player. Much different player.
Saquon Barkley's really, really good.
I don't think
he's a once-in-a-lifetime type of player.
I think that
he's really good, though.
I think that right now, looking at him, he'll be the best Giants running back they've ever had.
All right, well, that's good.
And that's saying a lot.
So you don't think there's any way you could have dealt with the Giants and our Jets rather moved up to 3?
No, I don't think the 1, 2, and 3 were not going to move.
Okay.
Because you can't ask
I'll respectfully disagree with you on that.
You can't ask the Jets. Wait a minute, didn't the Jets move up to get the 3?
I don't know. Yes, okay.
Yeah, they moved up to get the 3. Who was number 3 originally? I know the
Colts.
Colts. There you go. Right. You would have to deal with the Colts. So you could have got the number three dealing with the Colts.
Yeah, that's right. You could have got that.
Yeah, dealing with the Colts.
They traded down and got Quentin Nelson.
Right. They were fine with Nelson. They didn't need a quarterback. Saquon Barkley, they didn't think they could get anyways. They were happy with Quentin Nelson, and they got capital. It worked out well for them.
Right, right. We could have dealt with the Colts.
Colts would have done a deal.
Colts would have done a deal.
They would have still got Quentin Nelson.
Yep, would have got him at five.
But the Broncos didn't want to give up any capital to deal with the Colts. There you go.
Denzel Ward would have still went number four.
Denzel Ward still would have went number four. Why would that have changed?
I think Bradley Chubb would have went number five to
the Colts.
To the Indianapolis Colts.
That's correct. Right. Colts would have been happy either way. Either we get Chubb or we get Quentin Nelson. We're fine either way. Yeah, the Broncos could have done something. Mike's right. You know, they could have done something. But they chose not to.
It was at number three, and you would have had to pay a king's ransom.
Now Mike is rooting for all the quarterbacks to fail miserably.
It's only really one, really. I mean, there's only one quarterback that we could have had.
In Mike's world, you have to root for Josh Allen to be a disaster, and you have to hope for Rosen to be a disaster, and you have to hope Lamar Jackson is, maybe not so much on Lamar Jackson, but you at least, in Mike's world, have to hope that Allen and Rosen are, he admitted it. He wants to see them fail.
Well, one thing that Big Sexy and I did talk about a little bit today, speaking of the quarterbacks in this year's NFL draft, Lamar Jackson and what he brings to this team and the Wildcat stuff that he runs is really different. And, you know, this is what I know about teams that have had time to put in more plays. Expect a trick play this weekend. Expect a trick play from a team who hasn't played for 10 days. They've had more time to execute and work on their trick plays. Look for trick plays and look for those plays to happen when Lamar Jackson is in the game. A familiar play that everybody has run with unusual success has been the flip to the running back.
The Philly special?
Call it whatever you want.
Well, last night, call it what it's called.
Call it Philly special.
I think even the Browns called it Philly special.
Well, if the Browns called it Philly special, whatever they called it, Baker Mayfield wide open. Look for the same type of play, something similar. Tight end fall down. Look at a team like the Ravens to try to do the exact same thing to Bradley Chubb this weekend.
Well, that's scary. By the way, one of the reasons why the Philly special Cleveland version works so well, Jarvis Landry is a lefty. Who even realizes that? I had no idea. Guess who the Broncos have as a lefty?
Demaryius Thomas.
Demaryius Thomas is a lefty. Demaryius Thomas has a great arm. It actually has amazed me in all these years that they haven't used him at least once or twice to throw the football. You should see Demaryius spin it just in practice, goofing around. I understand what you're saying about the Ravens. I'd love to see the Broncos use a little trickeration.
The last time we ran a trick play was on the first road game last year against the Buffalo Bills.
How'd it work out?
It didn't work well because of one thing in particular.
It was a fake punt, right?
It was a fake punt with our entire offensive line on the field.
Yeah, we screwed up.
And we
called
snapped
the
ball. And we snapped the ball to, you remember who we snapped
D'Angelo
the ball to?
D'Angelo Henderson.
Was it D'Angelo?
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't get 2 yards.
Well, what was crazy is we were set up for it. There was a timeout called.
And they still kept that punt return unit out there. We didn't get a first down when we had our starting offensive line and they had their punt return unit on the field.
Yeah, because
that's embarrassing, bro.
It was embarrassing.
That's embarrassing.
Because it was a bad moment.
You would think that all of these 315, 320-pound men could move these 230, 240-pound men.
Couldn't get it off.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
It was a great call. It actually was a great call because you had your starting offensive line on the field against their special teams.
Yeah, they didn't pick up on it at first.
They still didn't pick up on it. We just didn't get it.
Last year. Last year's last year. Focus on this year. Moving forward, off to Baltimore. This is The Drive on The Fan.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. Here's Big Al and T-Mac.
Zit Al, the end of summer, September 21st. We're officially in the fall. Ready for the fall, Al? We're done with summer.
Do you remember?
Oh, my goodness, man.
When it first died, September.
The last single day of summer.
While chasing the clouds away.
All began September 22nd. What a great summer it's been. I hope you guys had a wonderful summer. Hope your family flourished. Hope the kids and you had a great vacation. At least got a chance to take a trip up to the mountains or something. But either way it goes, let's have a party. Went out of town on the last day of summer.
Congratulations.
I may go hang out with some other fellas tonight. Fellas, where you going? Text me where you're going tonight. 303-713-1043. I might stop by right after the show. I feel really good, man.
Did you know your wife was leaving on the last day of summer?
Yeah, I did. She kind of told me yesterday.
Okay. All right.
So I'm going to just enjoy my time at home, man, and really, and you know, maybe clean out my garden and start over, get ready for the spring again, and here we go. Here we go. I didn't do anything in my garden this year, but I got some...
Well, then clean it up.
I got
some
things that just take over, like peppermint. Peppermint just takes your garden over.
Peppermint? That does you in.
Oh, takes the garden.
I didn't quite get to the garden this year for like the 10th year in a row.
We try to go every other year, but
yeah,
this year.
You know what I found? It's really remarkable. Everything that you grow in your garden,
yeah,
I can find in the store.
A lot cheaper, too.
Yeah.
A lot cheaper.
I mean, the effort is just overwhelming. Anyways, that being said, I love this time of year, actually.
I do, too. It signals the start of the baseball playoff season. And, you know, we have the Rockies rolling, we have the Broncos rolling, and we have the Avs rolling, and the Nuggets will be rolling here soon, you know, so, you know, we're coming up on my favorite month in all of sport, and it's October, because we have all four leagues rolling, so.
Well, I want to wish, of course, all the high school kids good luck tonight.
Oh, yeah.
For wherever your Friday night lights are taking you. Want to wish CSU good luck, Air Force good luck. Big Sexy was funny. He made a note that CU had a bye week because they could focus on their studies. I'm sure that's what's happening.
Mm. Get them, Buffaloes.
So
next Friday night, next Friday night, man, it's gonna be outstanding. CSU celebrates Ag Day with their special orange and green unis when they host Illinois State.
Good.
Let's get that to 2-2, right? That'll be 2-2 for CSU. Air Force is at Utah State tomorrow night at 8:15. That's on ESPN2.
Okay.
And the Avs play their second preseason game tomorrow at 4 p.m. My man Mark Mosier on the call now on television.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to him on that. And once again, you know, the big boys down there where the Buffaloes roam, get a bye.
Good. Hopefully they can.
So hopefully Chip would be okay in time for US UCLA. Oh, man.
Woo!
I feel good, man. I feel really good about, you know, the start of this football season. I feel good about the coaching staff. And I think that Vance Joseph last week when he called out Joe Woods about not being aggressive.
That's a good moment?
I think that was a good moment.
I think that was the most significant newsy moment of the week.
Yeah, because...
I did not see that coming on what's usually a pretty generic Monday presser. So to call out another coach, now Vance tried to, you know, couch it by saying, hey, it's on me, but, right. You know, we all knew what he was really saying.
Yeah, I think he wants a brand of football that's recognizable around here in Denver, and that was not a brand of football that was... recognizable around here because we didn't see the bring the funk. I mean,
yeah, I'm not a Joe
Broncos
Woods fan.
Bring the funk.
I'm not a Joe Woods fan in terms of a defensive coordinator.
What about Bill Musgrave? You like him? You like the way he calls a game?
So far so good. Yeah, so far
you know,
so good.
You know, on the Case Keenum interception in the red zone last week.
Yeah.
You know what happened is that they had a switch route and you had the wide receiver on the inside. You had the tight end on the outside. They switch. Demaryius Thomas starts rolling to the corner, and he had a guy in the flat. Case Keenum made his mind up as soon as that switch happened that he was going to throw the ball to the tight end. That was a predetermined throw. He did not read the defense. I can guarantee you those things are correctable, and he'll do a much better job. Like you said, and like Musgrave said, this is the first time he has worked with Case Keenum, and just because you call it, don't mean you have to throw it. So those things are things that are going to be worked on and worked with this team. And with it, you know, I think that this is one of the most offensively talented team that we've had around here in Denver in some time. I mean, just think about how much more talented we are than the team that won Super Bowl 50. Our offensive line is unbelievably better. Our running backs are better. Our tight ends are better. Our wide receivers are better. So I'm feeling good about the team, and with that, you know, D-Mac, that this is going to be a good weekend for us.
You're getting some invites.
Oh, yeah?
Big Al, come see American Idiot at the Town Hall Arts Center. That's in Littleton. I know that because it's right near the View House where Mike and I have been for the past couple of Sundays. And this other one, party at Big Al's house, question mark.
No, because I have cameras and my wife checks them all the time.
You're being invited to Big Al. Red Rocks for Trombone Shorty. That's from
Trombone
Cody.
Shorty.
Yeah. Okay.
What else
we're
we
going to Twin Peaks. Come on down.
Nah, I might stop right there. That's right around the corner.
All right. And on that note, should be a fun weekend. Plenty to talk about. And we'll be on starting at 9 a.m., Mike and I from Sports Column for the Fan Football Pregame Show. And then Orlando and John Davis doing a great job for instant analysis during the game itself, which is a really fun way to watch the game and participate in it as well. And then, you know, everybody's on board starting on Monday at 6 a.m. with Mike Evans, who admitted to having very shallow feelings because he's a chubaholic. So it goes from there, Alfred. I want everybody to have a great weekend.
Oh, my man. What a great week for us, man. How was this week for you?
A super best week ever.
Best week ever, man.
My knee feels better. I can almost walk now. It's fantastic.
For my partner, D-Mac. For Big Sexy, the man behind the glass that gets it done every single day. Appreciate you, bro. And, of course, Kyle Berry, the Strawberry Man. I'm Big Al. Have a great weekend. Go Broncos. Go CSU. Go Air Force.
Go Rockies.
Let's get this win.
Come on,
go
Rockies.
Go Rockies.
Come on, Rockies.
Go Rockies.
Is this how it feels? Is this how it feels to win?